Some say the book of Acts, as in the Acts of the Apostles, is misnamed. It should be the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Welcome to Reflecting God. The Spirit is named more than 60 times, and His activity is at the heart of Luke's narrative. Dramatic evidences of the Spirit's presence and empowering were needed to activate and energize the church's gospel proclamation. First, there was the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit fell on waiting believers and inspired the conversion of 3,000 Jewish pilgrims. Then the Holy Spirit came upon the Gentiles, who heard Peter's sermon at Cornelius' house. Now in Ephesus, after baptism and upon the laying of hands, the Holy Spirit again evidences Himself in unmistakable ways. Each occasion was unique. There is no formula. The Holy Spirit still comes on those who are willing to receive Him in obedience and faith. The circumstances of His filling may differ from place to place and person to person, but His presence is just as real as it was to these dozen Ephesians. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.